Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I'm the host of It's Everything West Texas. And this is the beginning of the year, and I think we have an outstanding program to begin the year with. You know, most of us, when a new year comes, we have those new year resolutions. We're going to be a better person. We're going to just do things better. So in the studio today, I have a lady that will help us with that. Her name is Karen Lindsay, and Karen is with Celebrate Recovery, and we'll get into that a little more just a bit later. But Karen, welcome to the program today.
Hi, Floyd.
Hi. Well, Karen, I am happy to have you here today, and we're going to talk about Celebrate Recovery in just a minute. But please tell the audience a little bit about yourself, whatever you just feel comfortable talking about.
Okay. Well, I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, who in the past has struggled with physical, emotional, sexual abuse, and my name is Karen. And I came, I'm a mom of four, and I work from home, and I'm the Celebrate Recovery Ministry leader at our church, and I'm also the Celebrate Recovery rep for this area. And I go all the way from Snyder to Odessa to Brownwood, Coleman, San Angelo, and I just kind of travel the area finding other churches that like to start a Celebrate Recovery. And I have a bunch of dogs, one cat. 7 chickens and 2 goats at home. I've been married for 23 years, or actually 22 years, it'll be 23 this year. And just living life to the fullest right now in freedom and hope.
Well, thank you for telling us a little bit about yourself. Now, when you talk about recovery, then that means that something must have happened to somebody along the way. When we think about recovery, we think about getting better from something. If somebody's had surgery, we'll say they are in recovery. And hopefully, you know, they are going to be better. So when you talk about celebrating recovery, recovering from what?
So I was, as a young child, as early as I can remember is the age 3, I was sexually abused by a family member. And so that kind of just continued my whole life. After I got married, my first time I got married, I was in a domestic violence situation. And when I got out of that marriage, I was able to escape alive, is what we call it. And I moved out to West Las Vegas, Nevada, and so to be safe and not to be able just to run into my ex-husband. And then when I was out there, I was working 2 jobs, and my very, you know, kind of tasting a little bit of freedom as well for myself the very first time, because I was 18 when I got married. And so I had 2 jobs. The first job I had was at a hotel I worked at, and then I worked at a bank, and the hotel had the Christmas party in December of 2000. And I remember going to the Christmas party, and the next thing I remember is waking up naked in the hotel that I worked at. Didn't know what happened from that point on, and later to come find out I was drugged, or roofied, I guess is what they call it now, and raped. And so I decided to move back to Texas, and got back to Texas and got into some counseling. And my counselor told me I really needed to forgive my ex-husband for everything that he's done. I needed to forgive other people for the things they've done. And I just kind of carried that weight of the unforgiveness. And so I got to I got remarried and I found out my ex-husband was into drugs and alcohol. And when I married my new husband, we've been married currently, like I said, almost 23 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he was an alcoholic. I was going, oh my gosh, I'd rather be single and see my kids have someone love, you know, I don't want to marry into another addiction.
Right.
And so I was ready to call it quits, but he decided to go to rehab and he's been sober. He'll be celebrating next month, 21 years.
Wonderful.
Yes. And so in this process, Celebrate Recovery, I've been able to work through those hurts and the habits and the hangups from anything that I have accumulated over the past 50 years of my life. And I was able to find forgiveness for my ex-husband, for my job, for the people that was sexually assault at my workplace. And I was able to forgive them so I can be forgiven and find freedom in that.
Okay. I want to go back to, you said that you were sexually abused at three. And I mean, if it's something that you don't want to talk about, obviously you're free not to talk about it. But what role do you think that played in everything else that happened in your life? Do you think it played a role?
I think it did, because family doesn't supposed to not hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know it was wrong. I was 3 years old. And so I didn't know it was wrong. And then later on, I knew it was wrong. And it's like stop doing that. And so it finally quit when I was about 16, 17 years old. And but I think it did have a major role in my life.
Okay. So you said that you, I think I heard you say that you finally had, your counselor told you that you needed to forgive your husband. I mean,
my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband. You needed to forgive him. So just from a human nature standpoint, I could see why you would have a lot of hurt and might not be that willing to forgive. What clicked? I mean, what really made you get to the point where you said, I'm going to forgive?
We had been divorced for about 2.5, maybe 3 years. And it was shortly when I moved back to Texas that I started seeing a counselor. And she said, her words to me was like, you need to forgive him, not for him, but for you. And it was just like, well, okay. And my husband would always tell me, you're letting him rent space in your head. You need to like stop thinking about all the stuff that's done in the past because there's nothing you can do to change it. And I was like, well, all y'all are making really a lot of sense. However, I still hurt. And I just don't think it's right. But I'm not sure exactly what it was. And I just stopped dwelling on it. And I didn't bring it up to him. I didn't call him and yell at him or anything like that, because we have 3 children together. It's like all that just stopped. It all just ceased. And I didn't want to continue life like that. I didn't want to be that victim or that abused person. I wanted to be that strong warrior girl that people see now.
Okay, so when that counselor told you that you needed to forgive him and forgive him, not so much for him, but to help yourself, was that still kind of a hard conversation? Was that still kind of hard when you first heard it?
It was hard. It was just like, I know I need to. I don't want to, but I know I need to.
And what difference has that made in your life, if any?
Oh, man, he does not rent space in my head anymore. It was, well, we had, like I said, we have three children. And so when I moved away, the state of Texas granted custody to my ex-husband. And that was a lot of the hurt right there. And so I was out in Vegas by myself with, you know, just out there. And so he had custody of the kids. And when I call home to talk to them, he said, "You're not even in any position that you can even come over here and see him or talk to them." And I was just like, "But I just want to talk to my kids." And he'd hang up the phone. So I had a lot of like hurt from that.
Right.
And so it just like got to where a point that I was just like, "I'm done. I'm done fighting. I'm not going to fight you anymore. It is what it is." And we even invite him over for Thanksgiving dinner now. It's crazy to think about that, but it's come to that point that we can do that. And our children are grown now. And so we've moved my daughter back and forth from Arizona. And she went to school out there, and she graduated in May. And so we all went back out there to move her back. And so it was, don't leave me in a room with them by myself, but I'm okay. I can be around them. And that's just, it's been a long journey.
Well, that's amazing that you could sit down and eat some turkey together.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I'm glad that you've been able to get to that point. Now, you've basically talked about about the sexual abuse that happened to you, and you mentioned alcohol. What else is it that people might need to recover from that you could help?
So Celebrate Recovery covers all hurts, habits, and hangups, anything you can think of. I wrote down some just because I get a little nervous in front of people. But so alcohol, divorce, sexual abuse, codependency, domestic violence, drug addiction, sexual addiction, food addiction, gambling, anxiety, grief. And that's just some. There's, I could sit here and probably think of PTSD. As children, sometimes we have dysfunctional families, and sometimes we need to be able to get out of that. And I think I said codependency, yeah. People pleasing, there's a whole list of stuff.
So you said hurt, habits, and hangups.
Yeah.
So to me, it seemed like anything that gets to be a problem or get to where it's unhealthy, then people probably need to recover from that.
Right.
And you help them. So you've just named a list of maybe a dozen things that people need to recover from. And so let's say that you have five or six, well, you may have more than five or six people in your group, but you've got five or six people with different hangups in there. How is it that what you are doing could have a positive outcome for all of those individuals?
So we go to our maker, Jesus Christ, and he is our healer. And so if we have a room full of women or a room full of men that are suffering from all different things, say one of each thing, the thing that brings us all together is our healing through Jesus. And that's one of the things that sets us apart from other 12-step programs, is that we have worship in our service, and then we have our identifying as a grateful believer in Jesus Christ rather than just saying I'm an addict or I'm an alcoholic, because we do not take on that identity. Our identity is in Christ. And so that is where the bonds are shared.
Okay. And so you might, and I'm just assuming, you might have people from all different religious beliefs to some degree. You might have Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Lutheran, Church of Christ, no Christ. So you're trying to help people with that specific thing that they are dealing with, and Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer, because we don't have just a 12-step program. We have a 12-step program that people are finding Jesus in.
Okay. So in the, so this is no hocus pocus, magic wand type of stuff. It's, if people are going to be healed at some point, I guess they have to yield those hurts and hang-ups and all of that stuff that they decide to give it to Jesus.
Yeah. So we have a, we meet every Monday night, and there's three here in town right now. And so we, our meeting's on Monday night at Texas Avenue, so it's Texas Avenue Baptist Church. And so we start out with praise and worship, and then we start, and then the next part is a lesson or a testimony. And then we have our open share group. So the men are divided, or men and women, so they're gender specific. And so women will go in a room and men will go in a room. And we'll have a focus question on a lesson. And then if we do a testimony, it'll be like, what part of the testimony touched you the most? And so those are just some of the questions we ask. And then we go around and share what part of the testimony touched us the most, or how the focus question, what we're doing with the focus question that we're changing our life with, or how we're working that particular program or that step. And everybody has 3 to 5 minutes to share without any interruptions. And I totally forgot what you asked me.
I think you probably answered it.
Okay.
So what would you say to a person that might hear this and they're saying, maybe that could work for me, but I just don't know about being in a group of people. I mean, are these people going to be talking about me? Are they going to laugh at me? I mean, I just don't know. It sounds good, but I don't quite have the courage to come. What do you say to maybe get up there?
Call me when you get there. I'll walk you into the door, and we're not laughing at you. We're all working on ourselves. The thing we like doing is just hugging, loving on each other, because we've been there. If you're a newcomer, person that's coming in there the first time, you're going to find hope, and you're going to find sincere people that are willing to help. And it may just be your first time coming in, and that is where the healing begins. And don't stop coming. Don't stop, because the miracle is going to happen. You just got to keep coming back.
Okay, well, your story is enough of a success story. We could stop there, but is there maybe another story or two that you could tell us without naming names, of just things that you have seen?
I have seen women find forgiveness for themselves. There's not a whole lot you can say without throwing someone underneath the bus, but I have seen a lot of people find freedom in this program, and from some grief where they've lost maybe a parent or a child, and self-blamed, or that, you know, because food addiction is real too. They may have eaten something that they shouldn't have eaten, and they just got to get back on track. And you just can't, it's just no, there's no blame game. You just have to keep coming back. Every time you come, it's always going to be something new that week. And like this week, I had a friend pass away on the 3rd of this month, and her funeral was Tuesday. And so I've been working through that grief all this week. And it's something I shared with my group last week. So because it was something that I'm working on. So it's life. Life is always funny. It's always going to throw you those curveballs. And it's how we deal with it. It's what's going to make us better.
Paint a picture, if you can, for me, what before recovery might look like for a person and what after recovery might look like for a person.
So I say, because I can just pretty much talk about myself.
Okay.
A lot of, like, before recovery, like unforgiveness, resentments, gossip, and then after recovery, you've got forgiveness. And I was working on my perfectionism too. Whew, that is a one to work on. And I remember the exact day when I realized, oh, I'm doing okay on this. But I find joy every day. I find hope every day. There's not a lot of wallowing in, like, oh my, what is he going to do today? Or what's that going to do? Is that going to turn me upside down? No, I've just a lot of strength, and spending time with the Lord in prayer, worship, Bible study, and working my 12-step program is something I want to do for the rest of my life, because I don't want to miss out on joys that harboring resentments might miss me out on.
So it seemed like you're probably a lot more fun to be around than maybe back in those old days.
I think so.
Well, that's kind of what it's all about. I've really enjoyed visiting with you and you being open and sharing some of your story, because I think it can help people. And as we wrap up, is there anything that you'd like to say that I haven't asked you?
Well, I know a lot of churches, that's one of the things, like, we have 3 CRs here in Abilene, and I would like to try to get more, so we have a place and opportunity for everyone to go to each night of the week. And so one of the things that you may be asking yourself, does your church need a CR? Well, absolutely. Every church needs a CR, because as you may see in your congregation every day, of people who are hurting and desperate need of transformation. And so if you want to make a difference and genuinely help people change their lives, they can contact me, and they can find me on the crlocator.com and contact me. And I am being the CR rep. I can come visit with them to find out show them how to get a CR started, or come visit our CR one night and kind of give them like a what it looks like. And if they could mimic it, I guess, mirror it in their church, and that way they can have a successful Celebrate Recovery as well.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask you just a little bit on that. Do you have to, I'm sure you have to go through some type of training, or you have to go through something to be able to have a Celebrate Recovery?
So you got to contact a Celebrate Recovery rep, which that would be me. That would be the first step. And then there is a training manual that you get from Celebrate Recovery, and it has all the training in it. You just train your people. That's what we did. It's super easy. I went and talked to a church out in out of town last night. And so they were asking kind of the same thing. What all do we need to get started? I said, well, you need the advanced leadership training guide and people that are willing to help other people.
Well, you know, Abilene has a lot of churches.
It does.
And so, so what do you think it would be like if there was 15 or 20 churches in Abilene that was really tuned into that?
I think that would be a lot of less people driving around mad, driving recklessly. I think they're, I just think, and I may be kidding myself, but I think there'd be a lot more happy people walking around. And, you know, I catch myself in the old me sometimes when I'm waiting in line going, goodness gracious, this lady's driving me nuts or whatever it might be. But, you know, I just got to remember God gave me grace and I will give them grace and just be kind, because sometimes that's the all thing we can do. And we always want to be kind and remember who we are. We're a child of God. And that's, you know, that's one of the main things. I just want to, you know, you've heard the saying, how's it go? My home's in heaven. I'm just here recruiting. That's kind of how I feel.
All right. I like that. I like that phrase there. Yes. Well, again, Karen, I thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you letting me come and talk about Celebrate Recovery.
All righty.
Thank you.
Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.